You can create a podcast by yourself using AI with no team, just you and AI. Within 4 months of starting my podcast, I became Europe's fastest growing podcaster and secured dream guests like SpaceX co-founder Jim Cantrell from just using my brain and AI. And today I'm going to show you exactly how you can do the same. So if you're doing a guest-based podcast like I do, you're going to need to find guests. And once you've run out of ideas off the top of your head, how do you find more guests to come onto your show so you can grow your show? The bigger the guest, the more people will come and watch your show and follow you, because bigger guests bring their audience with them. If the guest promotes it onto their social media platforms, a large amount of people from social media that follow them will funnel into your podcast, and some of them will subscribe and watch other videos as well. When I got SpaceX co-founder on my podcast, he promoted it on his Twitter, and the show got about 500 views in the first day. And because of that initial boost from that big name guest, it's now got over 50,000 views and has helped me get monetized on YouTube after starting the show just 3 months ago. So how do we find big guests using AI? Well, we go on to whatever AI you use, Chat Perplexity, and we ask it to find some big name guests for us. First, we need to decide what topic. So if you want some psychologist to come onto your show, you will ask ChatGPT, for example, get me a list of the leading psychologists who are an expert on this topic. So, you know, cognitive neuroscience or behavioral genetics, whatever topic on psychology you want, or just keep it broad and say, give me the best psychologists in the world who might be able to come onto my podcast. And if you want to be more specific, you would say, preferably those who have a new book to promote, because they're going to be more likely to come on if they have something to promote, or they're a best-selling author, or they've had a popular TED talk on YouTube, or they've been on other podcasts before. That all indicates that they're open to coming onto the show because they've got something to promote and they're used to coming onto shows that they've been on podcasts before. So if you add those in the criteria and then get AI to search up for you, you'll see it come up with a list of different people and experts and guests that you can potentially contact to come onto your show that have a high chance of saying yes and a high chance of bringing their audience with them. But how do we end up contacting the guest and getting them to come onto our show? How do we get them to say yes to come onto the show? Well, we'll have to find their social media or email. And I recommend doing email over social media because it's just more professional and has a high chance of them saying yes, because it goes straight into their inbox. It doesn't have any of your follower account attached to it. So once you find their email, it's an absolute no-brainer. So how do we do that? We ask ChatGPT or your AI to find me this guest's name and find me their email address, their professional email address. A lot of the time, ChatGPT won't show you their personal email, but if you go onto the internet and searched up their name and their contact, it will come up with these like email finders that automatically find people's emails for you, and it should be publicly available. But if they're like an expert or an academic, they often have their university email publicly available, which ChatGPT can trawl the internet and find for you. So that's another way to use AI to get guests on the show. And now we've found their email, how do we actually contact them and increase the chance of them coming onto the show using AI? Well, if you've sent or collected 20, 30, or even 10, but a lot of emails, which I recommend you doing, because the more you send, the higher chance one of them says yes, law of large numbers. If you send 5 emails, you know, you might get 1 say yes. If you send 20, you might get 5 say yes. And the more you do, the more yeses you'll probably get. But that's going to take a long time if you have a lot of emails you've collected to send. If you created a personalized email, typed it out all yourself, you'd be sat there for an entire day. Using AI, you can do all of that in 10% of the time. By creating an email template, which are available on my Pro Remote Podcast Blueprint, my paid private community and course, which you can join, top link in the description. By creating a template, you can basically batch send loads of emails to different guests, and they appear to be personalized and tailored to that guest, which saves you so much time. So by doing that, by adding, you know, asking AI to create an email template to invite them to your podcast for you, you can literally get AI to do it for you. But mine's obviously the best because I've got over 50 guests on my show and been tinkering with my email template for the past few months, and it's allowed me to get 10 to 20% conversion rate. So 10, 20% of the people that I invite to come to my show say yes, using this email template. But you can literally get AI to create your own one for you and just insert the guest name, ask AI to give them a specific compliment and explain what your show's about and why they fit to the show. And just say, now do the same for this guest, now do the same for this guest, now do the same for that guest. And you'll end up with a whole set of personalized emails that you can copy and paste onto your Gmail, onto your Outlook, and send to the guest. And that's done in 1/10 of the time. Something that would have taken you half a day to do a few years ago now takes you 10 minutes, 20 minutes just by batching it all together, getting AI to create personalized emails for the guests, and then copy and pasting it and sending it to them. It's that simple. Once the guests say yes, which if you use my template and follow my steps in my course, they have a very high chance of saying yes, you're now going to have to do some research on the guest, understand their work, understand what they're an expert in, so you can create questions based off of that. And how do you use AI in this scenario? Well, ChatGPT and Perplexity have this deep research tool, which you can use a couple times a day for free. And using that, you end up having a whole summary of the guest's expertise. If you ask AI to do a deep research task on the guest, giving them facts about their life, their expertise, what they will likely be able to talk about on the show, just everything about them, a whole biography about them. Plug that in, ask AI to do that, performs a deep research task. A few minutes later, it will come up with this entire biography of the guest, summarizing their expertise, what they've done in their life, what struggles they've gone through. You obviously have to tailor it and ask AI to include these things so it accurately gives you the stuff that you want. Again, the template for that is in my course, top link in the description. But even a basic deep research task will give you enough information that you need to then read and craft questions off of. So I'm not saying to necessarily create questions using AI, but you can do that if you're super stuck. There's nothing wrong with that. But instead of you going to every single website and missing out some key information, AI using deep research can trawl through the entire internet and find information on that guest, which you can then use as material to base questions off of. Obviously, double check the links and the sources because it might make up some stuff, because that sometimes happens, but it's never really happened to me. I've never asked a question based off an AI deep research task where the guest has been completely clueless. Like, no, that didn't happen, or I'm not an expert in that. So don't worry too much, but I do advise double checking the sources in case it is wrong. But that, again, saves you hours and hours and allows you to create questions faster and then get more guests on the show and therefore grow your show faster as well. And then once you've created your question list, if you're still stuck on a few questions, I do recommend getting ChatGPT to create some questions based off of the guest's expertise and see if any that you like for you to use. You don't have to use all of them. I sometimes use a few from ChatGPT and Perplexity that they give me, but 90% of the time I'm using my own questions. But the thing is you end up having like 20 questions to ask the guest, and then you end up asking free anyway because you go off down a tangent and end up having a completely different conversation, which is just as productive. But obviously always have some questions stored to back up in case you run out of things to ask or say spontaneously. Then once you create your question list, we then can use AI to put the questions in logical order and optimize it for YouTube retention. So it goes through a logical flow for your show. This will increase retention because if you ask about one topic and then ask a completely unrelated topic, and the first question you ask at the start of the video, for example, is super boring, and then the last question you ask is the best one, most people will have clicked off the video already. I've said this so many times before, but the hook is the most important part of your full podcast episode. And what is the hook? It's the first question you ask if you don't do an intro. And therefore, we want to create the best zinger, you know, the zinger question, the most engaging question, the most attention-grabbing question to put at the start of the podcast, because that'll hook people in. It will allow you to create a title which matches the hook, which is super important for trust and retention. Because if you create a title that's completely different to the first question, people are going to click off because they think it's clickbait. So it's super important to align those two together. And AI is great at just logically, rationally choosing out of our question list the best title to put first. Obviously, you don't have to choose the one that AI puts in for you. You can decide which one's the best. But if you're ever stuck, using AI to help you choose where to put the questions and in what order and which will flow best based on human nature, like stories and going deep later into the video and ending with some actionable insights, for example. All these things AI can do for you, again, saves you so much time and increases the chances of people watching your whole episode and therefore it being pushed to more people by the algorithm, which is super important if you want to grow your show super fast like I have. So then we've created the episode. Then what else do we do? How else can we use AI to speed up this process, especially if you're doing it solo like I've been doing? We then go on to AI software like Descript or Riverside FM, which I both use and I'm not sponsored by. They're genuinely the ones I use. And then we create magic clips. But before we create the magic clips, which I'll talk about later, which AI chooses for you, we first do studio sound. So we improve our audio with one click of a button on this software. And that turns your audio from echoey, disgusting, terrible audio that you've recorded in your bedroom or on a Zoom call to clean, crisp, studio sounding audio. And AI does that for you. Then how else do we use AI? Well, we use Descript's AI tools like remove filler words or cut out super long pauses. And if you ask it to do that for you, it'll literally go through the transcript, go through the video and do it for you so you don't have to. And then also, we then can repurpose the full podcast episode into clips. And that would take a long time if it was just us doing it. But luckily, on Descript and on Riverside FM, it both uses AI to go through the transcript and choose the most engaging, attention-grabbing clips for you. So you just can sit back, relax, and it chooses the best clips for you. And this approach has literally gathered me over millions of views on social media. From one clip from Descript, I got a million plus views on TikTok and Instagram. I didn't even choose the clip. AI did it for me. That's how much this can work for you. This is a new age. You know, the bar has never been lower. The entry level has never been lower. Using AI, you can literally blow up your podcast from your bedroom, just like I had. And if you want to create some engaging thumbnails, you can also go onto ChatGPT and get some photos of the guest and then plug it into AI and get AI to create a photo, AI generated photo of the guest speaking, like talking like this. So say you had like a portrait of them and you were doing it over a Zoom, you won't have a lot of good shots and photos of the guest. Therefore, using AI, you can create an engaging one that looks like they're speaking with their hands out and a microphone by their mouth. That can all be done by AI as well. But if you want the exact step-by-step blueprint that I've used to go from zero idea of how to start a podcast and zero clue of what to do, zero guests, zero contacts, everything, the top link in the description is for you. It is a step-by-step blueprint of how I went from a nobody to Europe's first fastest growing under 21 podcaster in just a few months. And you can do it in half the time with personalized feedback from me, which will help you avoid all the mistakes that I've made and get you to your dream outcome, which is to become a pro podcaster much faster. I'm already monetized on YouTube. I've already secured over 50 dream guests, best-selling authors, CEOs, and the other podcaster has this step-by-step blueprint, which they have shared to their audience, which the audience can follow so they can get the same results other than me. So you're very lucky if you're here. The first 25 members get it half price. After that, I am going to increase the price by 2x. I'm going to double it. And the whole idea is also to have a community of ambitious young podcasters. You don't have to be young, but ambitious podcasters who genuinely want to grow their show and keep each other accountable, because that's super important for consistency. So yeah, if you want to become a pro podcaster, this course is made for you. I've said enough. Hopefully see you there on the next weekly call. And yeah, hope this was a good video, and top link in the description for my course and more personalized feedback from me. Goodbye.